Aleš Michal, an analyst at the government's economic advisory board, NERV, criticized the willingness of Czech ministries and other state administrative bodies to significantly cut their budgets. Michal, who is also an analyst for Raiffeisen Bank, said Wednesday that the state plans to save approximately 1.6 billion crowns between this year and 2014 inclusive. This number, though, is relatively insignificant compared to the 1.5 trillion crowns that the state spends each year. Michal based these claims on a document with figures from all public administrative offices, what they plan to save in the period from 2012 to 2014. It turns out, ministries and other institutions anticipated saving approximately 0.044% of their expenses during this time. Michal pointed out that the government plans to keep their promise of lowering spending and the deficit by simply increasing taxes.
After fuel prices skyrocketed last week, this week saw more records broken at gas stations. Prices for Natural 95 gasoline grew by approximately 13 hellers, bringing the average price to 38.17 crowns per liter, according to figures provided by CCS on Thursday. The prices of diesel went up as high as 37.17 crowns per liter. Some gas stations, though, sold fuel for as much as 40 crowns per liter. Analysts believe the surge in fuel prices had been caused by rising prices of oil on world markets, as well as the weakening Czech crown to the dollar.
Czech firm Vicon Wind will begin building 25 wind generators in Pakistan in January. The Hradec Králové company closed a 2 billion crown deal to build wind farms in the Sindh province of Pakistan. News agency ČTK reported, quoting the Pakistani publication Business Record. The construction of complete wind generators that will produce 50 megawatts of power should conclude by the end of next year. The company's owner, Martin Vichterle, said that they are planning other energy-related projects in Pakistan for the future.
With the hops harvesting in full swing in the Czech Republic, the Hops Research Institute in Žatec is warning that this year's harvest will be even worse than was expected. The current yield is on average 1 ton per hectare, which is about two-thirds of the yield from the past years. Approximately a third of the yearly hops yield goes to Czech breweries, another third goes to Asian beer producers, and the rest to Europe and other regions. Last year, more than 4,000 tons of hops was exported, bringing in around 900 million crowns to Czech producers.
The Czech Sport Association will be renting out their skiing facilities to private companies in the popular resorts of Špindlerův Mlýn and Pec pod Sněžkou in the north of the country. A Czech and Slovak-owned company, Melida, will rent the Špindlerův Mlýn skiing resort for 43.8 million crowns a year, while the Pec pod Sněžkou resort will be operated by Mega Plus, which will pay 15 million crowns. The rent that the sport association will be receiving from the private companies is higher than what the association earns from operating the two resorts on its own. Both companies have also agreed to substantial investments into the locations in the next 20 years, which is the duration of the current contracts.
Okay, you've been listening to the business news with Masha Volinsky, who's going to stay with us now.